This is Mike Corey from ESPN, and you're listening to the Sports Objective Podcast, the unofficial podcast of the Pirates.
Welcome into the Sports Objective. We really appreciate you tuning in whenever and however you're watching or listening, whether it's on YouTube, Facebook, or pretty much anywhere podcasts are found, you can find us. One of the major points of emphasis for Mike Houston and this coaching staff during Crew 22, the 2022 cycle, was certainly adding multiple offensive linemen from the transfer portal. And right now, Kyle and I, very excited to be joined by one of those gentlemen, welcome in, Norfolk State transfer, Justin Redd. Justin, we appreciate your time this evening.
Appreciate you for having me.
Absolutely. Last night we were able to catch up with one of your former teammates, and he's going to obviously be a teammate again with the Pirates, and that is Isaiah Winstead. You guys played together at Norfolk State, but just talk about what led you to East Carolina, and then we'll kind of work backwards and talking about your Norfolk State career. Obviously, Latrell Scott, East Carolina's passing game coordinator, was your head coach there at Norfolk State.
Right. Absolutely. So what led me to East Carolina is that Norfolk State, I just felt like I accomplished everything I could accomplish there. I graduated. I paid my time there. So I graduated, I talked to my family and decided with them that I think was best for my future to enter the transfer portal. So I entered the transfer portal. I got a couple of FCS offers. And then Coach Scott had talked to me through the whole process, basically. He was consistent. So that's kind of what led me to East Carolina. Then when I came to the visit, it was just like next level. I had never felt wanted like that in my life.
Justin, you were all MEAC, very successful career at Norfolk State. You mentioned having some FCS offers when you got in the portal. Who else was recruiting you? Who else was offering you besides East Carolina?
East Carolina, Buffalo, Toledo, Jackson State, FAMU, Alabama A&M. That's basically it. South Carolina State, Hampton University, of course.
Okay, so interesting you had Toledo in the portal where Isaiah's coming from, Buffalo, two good MAC programs. And then you mentioned Jackson State and Deion Sanders. Did you get to talk to Coach Prime any?
I didn't get to talk to Coach Prime, but I talked to his offensive coordinator.
Okay. Well, we're definitely glad you chose East Carolina. Definitely need all the depth on the O-line we can get. What are your expectations coming in here? Obviously, with 1 year of eligibility left, you're expecting to start.
Yes, sir. My expectation is to come here and compete with my teammates, push each other. We all going to make each other better.
So what does it mean to you to play at the FBS level? I know Norfolk State, FCS program, now having the opportunity to come play at an FBS school and take that step up in competition and play on a bigger stage.
It means everything. Like I said, I had felt like I had accomplished everything at that level. I was All-American, lineman of the year in my conference. So I just wanted to prove, not to myself because I feel like I'm ready, but to everybody else, that I could play at this level and still dominate.
So, Justin, like Kyle mentioned, very decorated career there with Norfolk State. You were recognized or, received the honor of the MEAC's Offensive Lineman of the Year. So you're, 6'5", and what, are you 315, or where's the weight right now?
I rank between about 310, 320.
So just describe yourself as a lineman, Mike Houston, Donnie Kirkpatrick, and this staff, obviously there's a tremendous emphasis on running the football and establishing the ground attack. Yes, and then, you know, throwing play action passes and so forth. But they really want to establish a run. So just if you would talk about that and what they said to you in the recruiting process.
Well, they just love my physicality, how I run block. That's my favorite part of football, run blocking. I like moving because it's hard to move a man willingly off the ball. He's trying not to be moved, and you're moving him. So that really takes a lot to – that shows how good you are so that you can really consistently move defensive linemen to the second level or off the ball. So they just really liked my physicality. And as far as my game compared to ECU, yeah, it's some new techniques that I got to learn that I didn't use at Norfolk State. But with Coach Schenck and Coach Jacoby, with all their coaching and teaching, I think I'll be just fine.
Yeah, you talk about Steve Schenkwaller and Coach Schenck, as he's known. He's been at East Carolina. I guess this is fourth tenure, and five different head coaches that Coach Schenck's worked under. But just talk about that relationship that you were able to develop with Coach Schenck, and you making that decision that he's a guy that you obviously wanted to play for.
Right. I mean, Coach Schenck is like a legend to me. I mean, he's like a football guru. So, like I said, he's going to give me more tools to add to the tool bag. So that's just, I'm just ready to learn and ready to get better every day.
Justin, how familiar were you with East Carolina's football program before committing to be a Pirate?
I was relatively familiar. I knew about East Carolina. I didn't know the area, I didn't know it was in Greenville, but other than that, I knew about East Carolina though. I knew the guys that came from here, people like that.
Did you realize how close it is to Hampton and Norfolk in that area?
That I did not. I thought it was about four or five hours. It's about 2 hours.
Yeah, it's no time.
Yes, sir.
So during the process, Justin, you've touched on this a little bit, but just talk about where Coach Houston and where Coach Schenck see you fitting in, within the offensive line, making that jump up in terms of, guard or and tackle, and just as far as also how you would describe yourself. You talk about the physicality and the run blocking, but how would you grade yourself out as a pass blocker?
Okay. Well, I'm a guard. I can play tackle, but my main position is guard. I played right guard my 3 years starting, so I played right guard. So if I had a position that I would – like my favorite, I would say right guard. And pass blocking, I'm good at pass blocking too. I like to be physical in the pass game too. I like to attack the defensive lineman before he can attack me. It's like controlled aggression. So still aggressive, but just control it a little more. So that's – Yeah, that's. I feel like I'm pretty good in the pass game too.
Justin, we open up things. First game of the year is against NC State. You get a chance to take on a so-called Power Five opponent from the ACC, and it's a rivalry game. Is that something that the coaching staff has talked to you about at all to key you in on how big that rivalry is?
Yeah, that's the only thing they told me, how big a rivalry it is.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll probably be coming from Norfolk State. I don't know what the biggest crowd you played in front of is, but it'll probably be 50,000 there when we open the season against State.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it wasn't 50,000. It wasn't nowhere close to that.
Now, Norfolk State, you guys played at Old Dominion, correct?
I played at Old Dominion. I played at Toledo. I played at Wake Forest.
Okay.
Those are probably some of the bigger places I played. Yeah, I played at. Those probably were the three.
You guys almost – if I'm thinking of the game a couple years ago, you guys almost upset ODU, didn't you?
Yeah, we lost 24-21, first game of the season.
Yeah, I remember that game.
Yes, sir.
So what are you most looking forward to about coming to East Carolina, besides the obvious stepping on the field and proving yourself at this level? What else are you looking forward to about being a Pirate?
just my teammates, all the love that I got from the official visits and me coming down here doing some of the spring practices, just my teammates. They're a great group of guys, and I just can't wait to get here and fight with them, compete with them, and go after this championship ultimately.
Now, you, Isaiah said the same thing. I'm glad to hear that it must be the goal right now amongst the team is to win the American. Is that the talk? Is trying to bring home a conference championship this year?
I mean, when you're competing, I hope that you're competing to win. So that's just our mindset. I mean, we want to win. We expect to win, but we're going to work hard to win.
Now, Justin, when you were, in Greenville and, getting to know those within and around the program, just did you get a chance to know Rajay and Keaton at all?
Yeah, Rajay was – my host was actually Noah. I know Noah the most. I was with Noah. But actually, we chilled with Rajay that same night. I didn't meet Keaton until probably about 3-4 weeks ago. But most of the guys that follow me on Instagram reached out to me, had conversations with me, stuff like that. So, like I said, it just made me feel like family.
It's good to hear. What are some things Pirate Nation should know about you off the football field? What are some of your interests? What do you like to do for fun?
I love music. I play the video game. Besides that, all I really do is work out. That's about it. I don't really go out too much.
What kind of music are you into?
Music, rap. Yeah, that's all I really listen to.
Okay, like who? Do you listen to current artists? You go any old school?
Nah, I like everything now. I don't really like that old school stuff.
Oh, who's your favorite right now? Give me your top three right now.
My top three right now is Lil Durk, Lil Baby, and NBA YoungBoy.
I knew you were going to say Lil Baby. Everybody says Lil Baby.
Yes, sir.
I guess why don't you like no old school hip hop?
I mean, I know about it. I don't know. It's just so different. Like, music has changed so much.
Definitely. But you gotta honor the past, or those guys wouldn't be where they are now. That's what without guys like Snoop and Dre and
yep.
Man, yeah. Tupac. When I say two, you say Pac.
Yeah.
Now, Justin, who are some NFL offensive linemen or two that you maybe pattern your game after, or ones that you maybe just watching film? You can obviously learn something from anybody
you
watch, right. good or bad, but just maybe a favorite lineman or two.
Yeah, I don't really compare myself to nobody, but my two favorite offensive linemen is no question Quentin Nelson and Zach Martin.
Now, who did you grow up? We talked about who patterned your game after, who your favorite offensive lineman is. But growing up in the Hampton area, did you grow up a Hokie fan, or did you grow up a UVA fan, or did you have a team you rooted for growing up?
I was definitely a Virginia Tech fan, diehard Virginia Tech fan. I'm talking about towels, posters, all in my room, everything. I was a diehard Tech fan.
Okay, so you got to be familiar with East Carolina then. It all blends together to me. It seems like 2015 was just yesterday. How old were you in 2015?
2015, I was probably trying to think 2022. So
that's that 7 years ago.
I was about 15, 16.
Okay, do you remember when East Carolina, the last time East Carolina upset Virginia Tech?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. You had to be familiar with the Pirates from some of their wins over the Hokies.
Right. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah. He's trying to get that name James Summers out of his mind. No. That was certainly a very memorable day at Dowdy-Ficklin. It was one of the last positive memories that we had, you know, with the exception of that 2016 NC State game. But fortunately, the good times are back, and we're definitely looking forward to making a lot more positive memories this year. And definitely think that or know that we can contend in the American. We're so close a season ago, and this program's made so many strides under Coach Houston. Very excited to have you in the purple and gold. And, you know, what are some of the biggest things that you're looking forward to, but, you know, besides probably just getting green boom, getting things underway, you know, I'm sure you see videos of the game day atmosphere. Kyle mentioned that season opening game on September 3rd against NC State and just everything that East Carolina football game day entails.
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't hear, like, the end of your question. It kind of, like, started skipping.
Yeah, I just said, what are besides the obvious in terms of just getting to Greenville and, you know, getting started working out with your teammates in May and with that first summer session, just talk about, you know, what you're really looking forward to as far as, you know like playing in front of Pirate Nation with a packed house of 50-plus thousand at Dowdy-Ficklin.
Well, yeah, I can't wait to play at Dowdy. Like I said, I've never played in a crowd like that consistently. So – I mean, I can't wait.
What's obviously you want to win them all, and you know, NC State's up first. But game number two is ODU. You being from Hampton, you playing at Norfolk State, getting to play ODU the second game of the year has got to mean something to you.
Absolutely, that's home. I'll probably have 150 people at that game.
So that's one. Would that be one? If you had to circle one this year, that you obviously you want to win them all. But
I want to win them all.
Yeah. Well, I hope that happens. That'd be great. 12-0. Me too. 12-0 sounds pretty damn good.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. That's one of the positives, obviously, on Kyle. When you can bring in guys like Justin or guys from Eastern North Carolina, South Carolina that are within that 3-4 hour, maybe 5 hour radius, where they can make that drive. It's a much easier drive than it once was with the way roads have improved. That's one of the benefits of recruiting local talent.
Yeah, no doubt. And I do look at the Norfolk, Virginia Beach, as we call it down here, Justin. You might not have ever heard this very much, but If you're my age and you grew up in Eastern North Carolina, we call the area you're from Tidewater, Virginia. You ever heard that?
I have heard that before. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so everybody calls it Tidewater, Virginia. And I consider that local. You know, ODU didn't – you know, they haven't been playing FBS football long. And so for years, even though I think most people in that area would identify Virginia Tech or UVA as the home team up until ODU started playing, we were the closest FBS program to that Tidewater area. Right. And so that I still look at that as our backyard, an area that we need to be recruiting more and getting – and we do recruit it. But we need to be getting more players out of the area, out of high school even.
Yes, sir.
Bub, you got anything else? Anything else you want to say, Justin?
No, that's it. Just thank you. Appreciate you for having me.
Absolutely. And we will get you a link to this just as soon as we get it out. Can't wait to have you in Greenville. And looking forward to big things out of you for the 2022 football season. All MEAC to all AAC.
Yes, sir. Go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
There you have our conversation with Norfolk State transfer Justin Redd. Justin will surely make a significant impact on the Pirates offensive line in 2022. Now shifting gears from football to men's basketball, Coach Mike Schwartz and staff have been busy on the recruiting trail, having secured four commitments over the last 7 or 8 days, with the most recent of those coming from Elijah Jones, a New Jersey native by way of Mount Zion Prep in Maryland. Very excited to have Elijah in the purple and gold, as he seems to possess a tremendous amount of athleticism and versatility. Can really take the ball to the basket, and then also has just tremendous leaping ability, can knock down the perimeter jumpers, and really had an excellent conversation with him. Let's go to that right now.
This is East Carolina Hall of Famer and Utah Jazz first-round draft pick Blue Edwards. You're listening to Pirate Basketball Overtime on the Sports Subjective, your home for the best East Carolina hoops coverage.
Welcome. You have entered the home of the ECU Pirates. Pirate Nation, stand up and put your hooks in the sky. Let's make this competition feel what it's like to be surrounded. Y'all with me? Come on. Yeah. Let's get it started. Get your hands in your pocket. Turn up the volume. We're the bomb and you're the target. It's on. Mind blowing with the whatnots. Doing everything but stop. Trust dog. Y'all ain't ready for this. High powered. ECU's on fire.
Welcome into the Sports Objective, a special edition of Pirate Basketball Overtime, as we're talking about the Pirates' most recent 2022 commit. And right now, very excited to be joined live from, I'm guessing, are you in Maryland or New Jersey? But from Pleasantville, New Jersey, Elijah Jones. Elijah, we appreciate your time this afternoon.
Appreciate you for having me, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Congrats on your commitment to East Carolina University and Mike Schwartz and staff. Obviously, as you see there on the screen for our viewers, 6'8", 6'9", depending on where you see the listing, 210, 215 pounds, very versatile. But, you know, first of all, just talk about your relationship with Coach Schwartz and staff. Jake Morton was brought on board, assistant coach from Jacksonville State, and I know you had a pre-existing relationship with him.
Right. So with Coach Morton came out to see me when he was at Jacksonville State a few months prior, when, you know, coaches could come out. You know, we had practice. It was a good practice. And, you know, when he got the coaching job at ECU, he just kept me in mind. He was just wondering if I, you know, made my decision yet. Like, what was my recruitment like? And told him I was open. And we just started to build a relationship.
So talk about, you know, prior you had that relationship with Coach Morton. Did you have a pre-existing relationship with Coach Schwartz?
I haven't. I did not, no.
So obviously Coach Schwartz coming over to East Carolina, getting his first head job after being on Rick Barnes' staff for several seasons at Tennessee, a program that had had so much success. And we'll certainly dive into your abilities and everything you bring to the table, but one of the things that really jumped off of the page or, you know, out of your video, if you will, at me watching your highlights is your athleticism, versatility, you know, your leaping ability, and with that length at 6'8", 6'9", just talk about everything that you bring to the table in the way of defense, because I know Coach Schwartz, that's going to be the foundation of his program here at East Carolina.
What I bring, you basically said it, everything, almost everything. I mean, I'm 6'8", you know, I bring energy. Like, I bring that fire. Like, I'm super competitive. I hate to lose. I want to win. I put winning above everything. That's why Coach Morton got along so well. We like to win. I can shoot the ball. I can take people off the dribble. My perimeter defense is good, interior, everything. I'm extremely versatile. And like I said, I'm a competitor. I feel like you can't have none of that if you're not, if you don't have the heart. Like, I'm a dog. Like, it's just me.
You know, kind of going along with that competitiveness, I know you, like you said, you're from Pleasantville, New Jersey, but you finished up your prep career at Mount Zion down in Maryland. So just talk about your prep career and, you know, some of the opportunities you had and you know, talent you had the chance to play against.
Yeah. So I'm originally from Pleasantville, New Jersey. You know, East Coast, South Jersey area. I made the move to play for Coach Rod and Coach B, Coach Brian Scott, in PG County at Mount Zion. So how that came about, I was just looking for somewhere to move just to get better, just develop. Development was key to me. I just wanted to achieve my dream. As far as just my prep year. I'm a 2-year prep kid. I learned so much about the game of basketball in these 2 years. I learned so much about just overall, just me, like my strength, my weaknesses, mentally, on the court, off the court, everything. So just people who I matched up with, because, you know, the prep level is you're going to see some people. You know, where I was in Pleasantville, just the competition area just wasn't there. So just making that jump last year, just it was a culture shock. It was a shock to me. But I adjusted pretty quickly. You know, and I did pretty well for myself, I feel as that. I'd say last year was tougher on me personally because, you know, it was a COVID year. And, you know, coaches couldn't come out as much or at all. No coaches came out, and it's just hard on the recruiting piece. The basketball took care of itself. You know, I continued to just keep my head up and just perform how I know I could. And I just waited until everything fell in, you know, fell in line. And I'm here right now. I'm committed. I'm proud to be a Pirate. Like I said, I just can't wait.
You know, tell us a little about your recruitment. I know you had several offers. Obviously, as we've already mentioned, Jacksonville State was recruiting you when Coach Morton was there. Right. But they were a program that was in the NCAA tournament this year. You had St. Bonaventure, a very tradition-rich program that was in the NCAA tournament, UMass, Old Dominion. You know, in addition to that relationship with Coach Morton that we've already discussed, just talk about the other things that sold you on East Carolina University.
Like I said, I built a relationship with Coach Morton. Like I said, when he got the coaching job, he reached out to my coach and asked if I was available. So already that proved to me that, you know, he wanted me to be there. He wanted me to not only just be there, but he wanted better for me. I feel as that. So yeah, so I end up working out in front of Coach Schwartz, and then me and Coach Schwartz just clicked. Like everything he sold me on, like it was a great pitch. Like I agree with everything he says. Like his style, like he's very competitive. Like he's defensive oriented. Like which I feel defense is very key. And they just made me feel wanted. Like that was my number one. Like I wanted to feel like I meant something to the program that I was going to. And they really like pulled out all the stops. Like Coach Morton's went from calling me every day to just sending me stuff, just filling me in about the program. Cause he himself was new to the program while he was recruiting me to come there. So he just was learning, oh, look at this, look at that. Just sending me different stuff about the conference itself. The American Conference is one of the best conferences in the country. So the fact that I'm gonna be able to play in that is just a testament. Like it's a blessing. But
yeah, that's actually a good segue. That's where I was headed next in terms of the American Athletic Conference. You have programs like University of Houston, Cincinnati, and UCF. And yes, they will be moving on to the Big 12, but you still have the likes of Memphis, Wichita State that's made a Final Four in the not-so-distant past. So so many tradition-rich programs, and clearly you like to challenge yourself, and that's what you would expect out of a competitor. So, you know, talk about the chance to compete against those programs and get this East Carolina program to where we all want it to be.
You know, we all want it to be, you know. East Carolina, you know, has the potential to be one of the best, you know, programs in the country, I feel like. Under strong leadership of Coach Schwartz, you know, already going through the ringer at Tennessee, just provides us with that edge, I feel like. And I feel like with his style, his leadership, we could definitely get ECU just on track, be a powerhouse, national powerhouse.
One of the things that I mentioned to you off the air, and I put a graphic on the screen a moment ago, and as far as the other members of this recruiting staff, and recruiting class, excuse me, that this staff is bringing in, Ben Bayela, Quentin DeBunge, coming over from Tennessee with Coach Schwartz, and you know, also Saxby Sunderland. If you would, you know, just describe, have you had any contact with those guys? And I know you said you'd had at least a little with Saxby.
Yeah, Saxby is the only person that I've really spoke to it was really brief. Just when he committed, you know, I shouted out, just, you know, let's get to work. And, you know, he was right on board. So I can't wait to match up with him, just share the court with him.
What about any of the guys that are currently on the East Carolina roster? Did you have any familiarity with any of the returning players?
No, I thought Alonzo Frank was still going to be there. I didn't know. And Alexis, I thought Alexis was going to stay. I don't really know him too well, but I met him a few years back. So it's a bit of familiarity piece. But he went to the portal, so, you know, best luck to him.
Right. Yep. I thought with those two being from the Mid-Atlantic to Northeast region, I thought you may have some familiarity with them, at least know of them if you didn't know them personally. But obviously now you have the NBA playoffs on getting cranked up. You know, who are some of the players that you really enjoy watching, and maybe some that you may even pad in your game after a little bit?
You know, I'm just a basketball fanatic. Like, I love the game. I love watching the game. Playoffs is approaching, as you said. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Players right now catch my eye is Kevin Durant. You know, his game is just so effortless to me. Like, he can really get any shot that he wants, create for any shot. You know, it goes him, like a Jason Tatum. Like, I kind of look at taller guys. I don't really look at two little guards. So it gives me something I could take from them. Like, I love watching Jason. I love watching Paul George, all those guys.
Yeah, with your versatility, the little bit of film I've seen, obviously, Kevin Durant, a very high standard. But, I mean, I can certainly see that and see why you would enjoy watching his game with your versatility and athleticism with your size. But if you would, tell us a little about your interests off the court, and let's take a look, you know, coming into East Carolina University, a lot of tremendous majors and courses of study. What do you plan on majoring in? Do you have any idea yet?
I'm leaning towards journalism right now, just leaning towards that same major my brother took in college. So I always had an interest in that since I was young. So I figured, why not just carry on the torch? Interests, I kind of ties in with the journalism. I like to write, just write my thoughts down. I'm really good at just expressing myself on paper. So that's just what I'm good at. And I love to take pictures, that I just love to hang out, just be a regular teenager.
What about, you mentioned photography. Off the court, in addition to that, you know, you play, are you a video game guy with NBA 2K or other games?
I'm actually terrible at 2K. Like, I want to say I'm good. Like, I'm terrible. The people that I've played just this year alone, like, there's so many losses. So I'm not going to say I'm good at 2K anymore. I'm just not a video game guy anymore. I don't know what happened.
Final thing I have for you, you know, obviously March Madness just wrapped up. You know, what were your thoughts on everything that transpired? Some tremendous stories, obviously, with you being from where you are, you know, St. Peter's, what a awesome story the Peacocks were, making it all the way to the Elite Eight. And obviously their head coach is Seton Hall alum. And he's since moved on from St. Peter's to Seton Hall. But what were your thoughts on some of the things and major stories of March Madness, as obviously Kansas cut down the net?
Right. The St. Peter's, just being from Jersey, that just showed me that, you know, I can play there. Like, I can play on that stage and really damage, I feel like. Like, I'm extremely confident in my abilities on the basketball court. And I feel like with a strong just team behind me, is the world, like, the sky's the limit for us. So it just showed me that I can play in March. And I will be playing in March next year. Well, no, we will be playing in March next year.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
like you're saying, so much untapped potential with this East Carolina program. You've seen it, you know, here and there with some major wins. And last season, the Pirates were able to take down number five Houston. And it's just been a matter of consistency. And you know, I think if you put a consistent winner on the court, you'll definitely see it supported by East Carolina fans. If you you get on YouTube, you see how Pirate Nation supports the programs, and in addition to basketball, football, baseball, and Pirate Nation will definitely be right there in you guys' corner in making Williams Arena Minji's Coliseum a hostile environment for the opponents to come into. And I definitely cannot wait until that day when, you know, you're seeing full houses and, you know, capacity crowds in Minji's, because it's an unbelievable atmosphere. And I can't wait for the nation to see what we know as Pirate fans.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get started. Greenville, you got one coming, man. Let's get it going.
No doubt. Well, we really appreciate your time this afternoon, coming on very short notice, Elijah. You know, the best to you as you, you know, continue working out this spring and as you make it to campus. And that is one question I have. Are you going to report, I guess, for the first summer session or second summer session?
That's undecided. I just got to touch back with everybody, see, get us on the same page first before I can answer that. I still don't know yet. It just, all this happened really fast.
Absolutely. Certainly makes a lot of sense, and I thought that may be the case. But, you know, while we had you on, I figured I'd ask. But, again, really appreciate the time, and we look forward to catching up with you later on once you're in Greenville wearing the purple and gold.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate you. Appreciate you taking the time out to interview me.
Absolutely. Pirate Nation, that is future Pirate and the most recent commit of the 2022 class, Elijah Jones. We really appreciate everyone tuning in for this, you know, impromptu edition of Pirate Basketball Overtime. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at the Sports OBJ on there, as well as TikTok at the Sports Objective on Instagram. Like and follow us on Facebook, and of course, subscribe and ring that notification bell on our YouTube channel, and you'll be notified anytime we release new content like this. But for Elijah Jones, I'm Bubba Rosenbaum. You've been watching and listening to Pirate Basketball Overtime on the Sports Objective. Take care, everyone, and as always, go Pirates.
Go Pirates.